This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is that star true? Because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
He forgot that school started yesterday, but he still showed up anyway. From Sac State, it's our very own intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know there was a movie called Troll in 1986 that featured a character named Harry Potter who enters a magical world of witches and wizards? It was 11 years before J.K. Rowling's first Harry Potter book came out.
How about that?
I am shook at this
fact. Yeah.
Do you think that she stole the idea?
I wouldn't say stole. I don't think Troll patent pending it.
If I had to guess, the people who made Troll don't have any money to sue anyone.
Yeah.
You need money to sue people?
Well, you need money to hire a lawyer to do it. Yeah.
Kevin, I'm shocked that you haven't tried to sue people.
That's a lot of like paperwork for that.
That's why you hire a lawyer.
Yeah, and that costs like $2,000, $5,000, and I'll only get back like, what, $50?
Why don't you sue Gavin?
For what? He's done nothing.
Emotional distress.
True. I mean, I don't know how much that's worth.
I want you to pretend
that you're in a courthouse.
Okay, I object.
No, you're in front of a judge, and I want you to go down all the things that Gavin has done to you.
I have been emotionally strained, emotionally punched. Emotionally tethered, emotionally broken down, emotionally defabricated. Just everything emotionally has been gone wrong around Gavin, Judge.
Okay.
Your imaginary judge just dismissed your case.
And I'm just emotionally crying now.
Okay, imaginary bailiff, throw him out.
What? See, emotional wreck.
All right, did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know most of the founding fathers were younger than you think? In 1776, Alexander Hamilton was 21, James Madison was 25, Thomas Jefferson was 33, John Hancock was 39, George Washington was 44, and Ben Franklin was the old guy. He was 70.
Oh, I didn't know they were so young.
Yeah. I remember when I found that fact out, I was so depressed.
Because
it's like, wow, these guys did so much more than I've done in my life.
To be fair, many of them were pushed towards that because of rule.
Some of them, but not all of them. I blame it more on the fact that, like, I have Netflix and they didn't.
Sure.
So they had a lot of time to just sit around and think of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how you come up with a country.
Kevin, how old are you?
24. I am trying to become the first Asian president.
Okay.
When I'm 28, so 4 years from now.
You can't be president.
You can't be president.
Why?
But you can't.
Oh, it's every 5 years.
No.
You have to be 35.
Yeah.
How did they become so? Oh, well, they're the founding father. Just kidding.
Okay.
So I can find something.
You can find what?
Like a new constitution?
You're going to find, what is it, like at the bottom of a cereal box?
No, I write it with a feathered pen.
Oh,
it's called
okay.
A quill.
Yeah. Rain.
Are you going to go pick that up at like Office Depot?
No, because then anyone can make it. I have to go to the White House. I got to get a printed document scribed by a scribe with a feather quilted pen.
Wait, a scribe is going to print a document?
A scribe is going to write it, then he's going to retype it because we're in the new age now. Who writes a scroll?
Okay, what is the content going to be of your new constitution?
It's going to be like, hereby the new founding father that all shall overcome the constitutions of the rights of the old constitution. The amendments have been voided.
Wow.
And the new constitutional amendments have been put in place.
Wow, you sound like a tyrant. Slavery's back on the
market? No, not slavery.
You got rid of the amendments.
Well, I'm going to make new ones. They're going to call it commandments.
Commandments?
Yeah.
Like God?
Because they're going to commend the whole world and we're going to live in better peace.
It doesn't sound like it.
That's my campaign for 20...
You got rid of free speech.
Yeah. Women's right to vote.
Yeah.
Prohibition.
You know what? The first commandment, anyone can do whatever they want.
Wow. What is this, the purge?
Yeah. No. That's what the second commandment's for. Okay, this is not a purge. Don't kill people.
So the first one is, there's no rule or law anymore. Second rule, it's not the purge, though.
It's very good. It's still in the rough drafts. I still have 11
years. You don't say.
I still have 11. How long do you think they thought of there?
Who in this room thinks that he's not going to go by founding father? He's going to go by something with the word daddy.
I suggest, yes.
Ew. Everyone's going to call me daddy. I kind of like that.
Ew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.